Strap yourself in
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Gas Podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and we got DK on the line. Welcome, DK.
Okay, Nate. Hey, Nate, how's it going?
It's great. So, Dennis, I am on the road right now. I am in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Venetian Resort. We are at the Dell Technologies World 2022. So it's a yearly Dell conference. It's nice that I'm actually able to be on the road again. So that's kind of interesting and nice. And it's almost as though COVID never existed. There's like three people out of the 15,000 people here that are wearing masks.
Yeah, that'll be great until it's a big outburst there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it is what it is, I guess. Right? The world in which we live.
It is.
Or it could be something new.
Yeah. But,
the conference, what it really focuses on is Dell. Obviously, Dell, it's focused around the Dell brand of technologies. Dell, most people know Dell as simply just their home computer, right?
Right.
Whether it be an XPS or a Latitude. But what they're really pushing this year really hard, and I actually had a chance to talk directly with Mr. Michael Dell, the CEO of Dell. By the way, I just looked up, he has his old handlers last night when we were out having drinks last night. Handlers there. And we got thinking, yeah, there's lots of security here, obviously. So Michael Dell is $53.8 billion.
Yeah.
So what they're pushing really hard this year is their precision side laptop. So commercial, contracting, any type of government or just work in general. Their precision laptop brand, the precision brand of tech, both laptop, desktop, is really designed for that operator and not just the standard operator, but the guy that's really pushing things to the max. They need the best of the best specs. So they're really pushing their new precision technologies right now. But what I was very interested in is Dell has this new thing called Apex and multi-cloud. Apex is essentially, to the best of my knowledge so far, and I'm still learning this week, is essentially a competitor to AWS, competitor to Azure. But what I find very unique is I just got out of a conference during this morning's sessions that were really discussing. Microsoft was there with it. Microsoft senior leadership was in-house with Dell leadership. And explaining that they're really combining everything together nowadays. So it's not just Dell will buy a Microsoft product and then just put that software on their computer. It's actually built and designed together, which I thought was very unique. But the Apex Cloud, they're pushing that really hard this year, moving to the cloud. But more than just Apex, they're pushing their multi-cloud software as a service technologies, which really means if you have products in the AWS, if you have AWS cloud, if you have products on-prem, if you have files in Azure, they now are pushing what they call a multi-cloud, which brings all of that together under one umbrella and helps you understand where all your data is and manages all that data in all different clouds.
So they're providing a service that will merge the clouds, if you will. They'll oversee
exactly.
the, ah, Because I didn't think that Dell, as I kind of mentioned to you earlier, Dell actually is the backbone for most of the data centers for all the cloud providers anyway. So whether it's Google, Azure, AWS, they actually are the backbone for almost all of the data centers already. So that kind of makes sense that what they're doing now is not only are they going to provide the backbone, they're kind of going to provide a front end now where they can integrate the multiple clouds. So that's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah. So what you're finding at this conference, this is a very geeky conference, nerd conference, which is why I'm here. I love it. These are my people here. A lot of pear-shaped men here. No, but it's very, very hardware-centric as well as software as a service-centric. But there's the hardware providers such as Intel, Kioxia, who does all the solid-state digital drives. They're really pushing digital drives now because, like you said, Dell is the ones that provide a lot of the hardware in the back end. So you see a lot of that back end hardware. What I find really cool, they've got some amazing tech where they've got all their servers submerged fully in water, running inside the water, and just for keeping everything cool nowadays. So all these new data centers, instead of using air cool, they're actually in liquid. And it's just amazing how these things are just running, watching these things run.
Is it water or is it some kind of a solution?
I'm sure it's some type of proprietary solution. So you can't use just regular water.
Yeah, it'll get in there and rust. Or, well, I don't know if it's sealed. Could be water.
Well, not necessarily just sealed. The problem is if you have any type of bad, you know, ions in the water, something like that, you're going to cause issues within your circuitry and stuff like that.
But, right.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting on that. As I said, they're pushing their Apex. So what I'm seeing, the three major things they're pushing is Apex / multi-cloud, their new computer systems that are really designed for the office worker, and then software as a service. They have lots of different software providers here offering up, you know, hey, here's what we can do for you guys. We monitor traffic on your networks. We'll monitor everything. It's very IT-centric, so they offer up a lot of software as a service that will help you figure out within your own network what all software is running in your network, who has a computer running, what they have running on that computer, and then how can we manage and make it easier to deploy in this hybrid world that we live in after COVID.
Right. Sounds like an interesting conference, that's for sure.
Yeah. It is. It's and of course, obviously, it's in a very nice area. It's right on the strip. You really don't even have to leave the conference center. Everything is done right here. And talking with a couple of different people, I haven't got exact numbers here this year, but I've heard a number as high as 15,000 people are in attendance. I was talking at breakfast this morning. I was talking to some of the servers, and they said they're getting numbers back just on the how many people they serve every morning. And average the last 2 days, they've served around 7,500 people just at the breakfast alone. So, you know, there's lots of people that maybe aren't staying at this hotel. They'll eat breakfast at their hotel or whatever.
Yeah. So the Dell conference is an annual event. If folks are interested in attending, I know Cisco is coming up in June. So all those folks that, you know, are users of the hardware or software, as Nate noted, or cloud capabilities. And if you want to attend those, highly encourage you to check those out online. You can just Google those and they'll come up on the, on your search engine there. But so Nate, anything not related to Dell that you found kind of interesting there while you've been there, or any Colorado companies that or Rocky Mountain region companies that are kind of making a presence there?
You know, what I found interesting about this conference, Ben, is this is one of the first conferences I've been to that's not necessarily DoD-centric. This is really commercial-centric. I mean, this is all the big boys. And what I find very unique is even though they might be competitors in the market, as an example, Dell, they'll have multiple chip providers here, right? AMD is here, Intel is here, the different drives, Samsung drives, hard drives are here. They have Kioxia, which is another, it's a spinoff of Toshiba. So they're all here under the purview of Dell, which I thought was very interesting. And like I said, the most interesting fact I found out today, I did not realize that Dell and Microsoft are partners to produce a way to get new laptops out in the field. If you have a company that's hybrid or whatever, how they ship them directly to your house with whatever that company needs on that system. I never expected Microsoft to build software, you know, per manufacturer. Obviously, Windows 11 is on every computer out there, whether it be Toshiba, HP, Dell, right. Asus, whatever, right? Right? So I found that very interesting that they're actually, they have a new technology. Obviously they're not probably not spending every waking moment with every one of those companies. So they found a way to develop the new operating system to feel like it was developed directly for them, as an example.
Right.
As far as companies go, I have talked to a few Colorado-based companies here. I don't have their names on me right now, but I've also ran across a few Space Force folks, a few Air Force folks, obviously out here to check out and do their own tech scouting, find out what's coming down the pipe, what's in the realm of possible in the next, say, 12 months, because this is a very, very fast market, right? Every 6 months, new laptops are being released. Matter of fact, Michael Dell last night at the event was discussing that, hey, you know, we now have this year alone in 2022, they're going to be releasing 13 new products under the Precision brand name, which they're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. That's why they've got a lot of things going on. It's the 25th anniversary of the Precision computer brand. It's not really brand, but the line of Precision products.
Right.
So that was very unique. I've attended the Space Symposium for 17 years now. This is my first Dell conference. It is definitely different. Keynote speakers here. I had lunch with Neil deGrasse Tyson, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, as the astrophysicist. That was very interesting how he spoke. Yesterday, they actually had Matthew McConaughey, of all people, in. Apparently, he's big in innovation. So he's putting money on the backside of innovation. And so they have a lot of thought leaders here. A lot of leadership that's talking about how do we innovate faster? How do we, in this new world of not only hybrid work, but now we're trying to come back to work, what's going to change? Because they were saying that, I think this morning, in one of the sessions I was in this morning, they were saying something like 75% of CEOs and C-suite leaders are expecting their people to come back in person this year. There's been a lot of pushback from people because people want to work remote. So they're trying to find that balance of, well, what do we offer them now for tech to come back into work instead of working full remote? So that's been a conversation that's been going on a lot in the past 48 hours.
Yeah, but that's, like you said, it's interesting to go to some of these other conferences that aren't specifically DOD related, but they are part of the larger ecosystem and the kind of teaming that they do strategically from a commercial side of the house. I think those are kind of telling and relevant to, you know, how we should maybe do that we don't always do. We all seem to be competitors more so than collaborators, but on the commercial side, they seem to want to always find those areas where they can collaborate. You know, it's all about making more money. And, you know, it's an easy way to do that is to figure out the better ways to collaborate and make things work between the companies. Yes. So, yeah,
I find it very interesting that it's obviously different, right? There's always the mission that whatever you're trying to do, but the mission here that everybody's focused on, obviously, from this conference is making as much revenue as possible. They're telling numbers of last year, Dell made record-breaking revenue. Which obviously, because companies had to buy a whole new suite of computers, monitors, everything to send, not just have it work, because they didn't send the ones from work. They literally sent everybody a whole nother set to their house. So I'm very interested to find out next year. I really want to come back next year and find out what do revenue numbers look like? And after a year, after the pandemic, what are they looking like, right? What are they, are they going to expect to keep that same revenue numbers? Because I don't think they're going to make it. They're not going to sell as much because people are going back into work, or they might already have that new product already available to them. So it's not every year you buy it. They're now talking tech refreshes anywhere between 3 to 5 years, which I thought 5 years was a little on the high side, but they're saying some of the people they're seeing, because they're buying the higher end laptops now, for example. So on a $5,000 laptop, they'll refresh those every 5 years, whereas on a $2,000 laptop, those will be refreshed every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's definitely moving at a very fast pace. I think that's part of the difference, is they kind of got to keep moving at pace. And I would like a chance to sit down one day to whomever's like their strategy folks and see how they are actually doing strategy and how they're, you know, trying to keep up with emerging technology and how they're going to field that, develop it, field it, market it. You know, that'd be kind of a really interesting discussion.
Well, I did have a discussion with, I don't remember the lady's last name. Her first name is Salsa. She is one of the marketing directors of Dell Precision. I'm trying to get her on one of the podcasts to kind of talk about that very thing, right? How are you guys going about the marketing strategy now and the new strategy for companies that may have just bought stuff? How are we going about this? So it seems to be very interesting. They're pushing their big rugged size now as well, which I was also surprised about. I figured that rugged wasn't really something that was being pushed, but I guess National Geographic, other small companies like that are using those rugged devices in Antarctica or in the jungles of wherever they are, and finding it there. And they're actually beta testing now for Dell to say, hey, okay, here's what we can do. This product is going to stay operational no matter where you are on this.
Yeah. That's exciting stuff. So Nate, thanks for calling in today on all the Dell conference, Dell World stuff. And I hope you have fun out there in Las Vegas and don't get into trouble or arrested.
I have not left the hotel yet, so that'd be a little more difficult. It's one of those conferences that you're up from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. And by the time the day is over, all you want to do is take your shoes off and put your feet up and elevate them because they're so sore just walking around the whole time. I'm averaging, 25,000 steps a day. It's not a sit-still conference. Matter of fact, they don't even have, you and I were talking about this earlier, one thing I wish they would actually have, they have a lot of open floor space. I just wish they put chairs and tables around to really sit down and chat.
Let people meet.
Exactly. Well, and actually they do have that. I actually signed up what they call a brain date. They have a session called The Village that's outside of the Expo Center, outside of the conferences, and it's called The Village. It's where Alienware is, so you can go, people are gaming nonstop on computer systems. And they have this session called Brain Date where you can set up a topic and request that five people come and listen to you chat or talk and just have a conversation for an hour. Or you can do one-on-ones with people there. So it's very interesting. I actually did one of those. So it's kind of nice just to sit down and chat with people from different walks of life, different capabilities, whether they're small business, large business, whatever, and just kind of get their take on things. But it's been a good time. I enjoy having the conversation, Dennis, and we will... come back again.
We'll be at some more conferences coming up here soon. As Nate mentioned, I think on LinkedIn, if you're out there at these conferences, give us a shout, and we can get you on a podcast out in these remote locations as well. So thanks for calling in today, Nate, and I hope you have a great time, like I said, and enjoy the opportunity to engage. I know you like that stuff, so look forward to seeing you back here in the rear, and we'll chat again next week. So thanks everybody for tuning in.
Very much so. And I just want to mention, I believe the next live event that we'll be at May 23rd to the 25th, we're going to be at the Light Eye Conference, right? the Bite-Eyed Live demo up in Northern Colorado.
Well, so. Actually, yes, and we actually have a Smalls conference, sorry, Smalls networking event with the Aerospace Network the 12th of May, which is next week.
Yes.
Let me see the location. Hold on a second here. It's at Frolic Brewery, which is up on Zuni Street in Westminster, and it'll be from 5 to 7 p.m., the Aerospace Happy Hour on May 12th. And after that, we'll be at Amazon AWS Public Sector Conference, as well as the local Light-Eye Industry Day that they're hosting.
Nice. Okay, Dennis, well, we will be in touch. And for the rest of you guys, this is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.